The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, wrote in a memo today that he is planning to issue a subpoena to the White House on Friday for documents related to the impeachment inquiry. Cummings wrote that the subpoena comes after the committee has tried several times to get documents voluntarily from the White House. In a press conference today, Adam Schiff, who's chair of the House Intelligence Committee, warned the administration against stonewalling.
We want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
Joining us now is Domenico Montanaro, NPR senior political editor and correspondent. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
And before we get to the latest on impeachment, I want to get to some breaking news today in the political world from the campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running for president. He has been hospitalized after chest pain, had two stents inserted. What's the latest on how he's doing and what does this mean for his campaign?
Yeah, you know, it came as a surprise to a lot of people because Senator Sanders hasn't really had a history of heart issues, and this certainly is sidelining him from the campaign at this point. Of course, people hope that he gets better quickly and can be back on the campaign trail, but it's stalling his campaign at this point. They say that he's not going to be returning to campaign activity until he's better and until he has fully recovered.
Okay, we'll keep watching that story. On the impeachment inquiry, Congressman Adam Schiff said he's concerned about stonewalling, as we just heard there. What can we expect now with the subpoena coming to the White House?
Well, I thought it was fascinating listening to Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, and Adam Schiff, who now has sort of emerged as the face of this impeachment inquiry, given that it's going through the Intelligence Committee, that they had such a tremendous sense of urgency about this, that the idea that they're going to drag this out over several months, go through litigation and through courts based on not getting documents, for example, from the administration or not letting people testify. What Adam Schiff said is that if the Trump administration decides not to turn over documents, decides not to allow people to testify, that they will add that into the articles of impeachment, namely for obstruction.
That they could basically go forward with articles of impeachment just because they're not getting the documents that they need or the information that they need from the White House?
I think that would be what some prosecutors look at as a presumption of guilt because you aren't turning in the information. If you're not handing over information to an investigator, then some prosecutors will take that as saying, well, see, that means that the person doesn't want you to see the thing that we're going for. But the real issue here is this is not a legal proceeding, this is a political one, is that this is about Democrats not wanting this to drag out into 2020. They don't want this interfering with the Democratic primary any more than it already has. I mean, it's overshadowed the entire Democratic primary, and they certainly don't want this going through a lot of the primaries and elections heading into next year.
Okay, another big piece of news today on this whistleblower complaint. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who's overseas, acknowledged that he was listening in on that July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president. Here he is.
As for was I on the phone call, I was on the phone call. The phone call was in the context of now, I guess I've been the Secretary of State for coming on a year and a half. I know precisely what the American policy is with respect to Ukraine.
Okay, so he says he was on the call. Listen to him just speaking the other day with ABC's Martha Raddatz. This was before the release of the partial transcript of the call. And Raddatz asked Pompeo what he knew about the president pressuring Ukraine's leader on that call.
What do you know about those conversations?
So you just gave me a report about a IC whistleblower campaign. None of which I've seen.
None of which I've seen, but he was on the call. Domenico, what do you make of this latest tick?
Well, it certainly sounded like he was deflecting there on this week on ABC and hoping not to have to really get into the morass on this. But you know what? He was on that call. He apparently knew what was happening or heard what was happening. I don't know what his explanation is for that at this point, but I do find it fascinating. You know, he talks about how he's been in charge of the State Department for the last year and a half. And remember, before that, he was in charge of the CIA under this president. And where are the two areas where we seem to be seeing a lot of the, potential leaks and things that are coming out? We're seeing a lot of that from inside the intelligence community and at the State Department. Mm-hmm. So you wonder what his what the feelings are toward Mike Pompeo and how he ran both of those places. You know, we see some reporting with people feeling like they were glad to see him go from the CIA, and he's now at the State Department. And you have to wonder, at an agency that had been depleted at the top mm-hmm. ranks, what that means for the people below and how much they're talking.
That is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
You're so welcome.